Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, you could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Includes flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money. Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. We're joined right now on the Rude Guest Hotline by Merrill Hodge, NFL vet and analyst. He's going to share his play-by-play to prep for game day for the big game. What's up, Merrill? Good morning.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing? Are you guys ready for this? Are you ready for a Super Bowl in your home without paying expensive ticket prices?
Well, it's a little frustrating for us because our team was right there. It's almost like, I don't even want to think about it, to be honest.
I feel it. Let me tell you this, though. Not that you can guarantee you're going to be knocking on the door every year, but let me tell you this. Your future is bright.
Should be, right?
Yeah, it really is. I'm excited for you guys.
What do you think, the top three needs for Washington in free agency in the draft? What would you say?
Well, you know, if you can get a difference maker on defense, that's always helpful. You know, when you have, you know, somebody that you just got a game plan for, that's always a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, I think you can do some stuff where you become a little more explosive. That can help. You know, that never hurts when you have all three phases that you can attack in the passing game. You know, never failing to upgrade your offense from that perspective. Building inside the trenches is always important, whether it's improving or getting depth. I just think there's great value always, no matter who you are, because that's where it comes down to at the end of the day, how well those areas can play and will play for you. I would think those type of growths and, you know, you got the biggest issue solved. You know, your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a team. You know, teams win championships. Nobody will ever be able to prove otherwise to me until they can show me a quarterback to play 60 minutes, a defense to play 60, and special teams to play 60. I mean, everybody got to contribute, and everybody has to play a role in winning a championship. So. Try to build in all those. I think those areas of emphasis will help your team get even better.
Merrill, do you think Adam Peters looks at the roster and looks at the salaries, and he looks at how much Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne are getting paid to man the middle as defensive tackles, and look, this is a team that gets run on routinely. And I'm not blaming those guys specifically, but maybe he's just thinking, might have to shake this thing up a bit. Might have to move one of these guys. What do you think he thinks when he looks at how much money's allocated to that middle of the defense that, for the most part, in 2024 was disappointing?
Yeah. Listen, not really knowing the numbers, and that's important to know the numbers to make decisions like that, because you are right. Like, you know, everybody always says, oh, get rid of this guy, move that guy, do this. I'm like, oh, time out. You just can't do that based on, you know, how much money you have into somebody. You can't just get rid of somebody because then you're eating money and then you don't have money to go buy somebody, you know. So you got to be careful. That's why I look at maybe depth in those areas. Let's just say, contract-wise, it's not easy to just move on with people. But keep in mind, I think something that is going to be overlooked that needs to be in a perspective, this is a whole – everybody was brand new in this process. You did it in 1 year. Do you know how rare that is?
Oh, extremely.
You know, so, yeah, that's a rarity. So, like, you would only expect, just from experience, like, that everybody's going to get a little better next year because you just – you know each other so much better. You understand things better. And players will play a little better sometimes, you know. And I think you may have to make that as part of your evaluation, too, as you're looking at things. You know, have I got the most here? Is this the best I'm going to get? Or is there growth there that I'm expecting to happen into our next year? I think you have to have vision like that and at least a perspective before you start making a rational decision.
When you look back at your career, excuse me, with Pittsburgh, what was the biggest, because we talked about it all the time. I mean, this team was 4-13, Merrill, last year, and their roster was disintegrated, and obviously new coaching staff, and to flip it around, and they go 14-6 if you include the playoffs. I mean, that's crazy, a 10-win difference. What was the biggest turner? What was that?
On the road, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What was the biggest one-year turnaround that you can remember when you were with Pittsburgh? Am I putting you on the spot there? Sorry.
No. We didn't have anything that drastic. Like, right. We had like a gradual growth.
Right.
You know, like, now let's go back to, so when I call myself a bridge player, when I first was in the league, free agency was not a part of football. And see, Chuck Knoll believed, and this is how every team had to do. You had to really draft well, and you had to groom and develop people within your organization. And that's really how it was going to go, period. You know, you're not going to, you know, change a 30-year team every year. That's just not going to happen. So that being said, our first year, as AD said, we went on strike. Our next year, we got a little better, but it was our third year. Like, all of the, like, that's why I go back to how players can get better and grow, you know. And so just because a guy's played in the league, it doesn't mean he's going to play the same way when he comes over to the Commanders. You know, I'm just telling you this. When I went to Chicago, I remember going, oh, my gosh, I've almost been in the league 10 years, and I feel like a rookie again. We'll start all over. I've got to learn new things. I step in the huddle. I don't know anybody. You know, it isn't until like week five that we're like, hey, okay, I'm getting a feel for you. You know, so I know how that experience is. You know, when my career was over, I was part of free agency, so I understand all that. But back when I played, it was like our third year, and we had a bunch of young players. We had a really good draft. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows the name Rod Woodson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he was – this is our draft class. Rod Woodson, Greg Lloyd, Artie Nickerson. I don't know if you remember this name, but Delton Hall, who ended up being the defensive rookie of the year, by the way, who was another corner because they drafted two corners back to back, first and second round. Thomas Everett, who was one of the greatest safety, hardest hitting safeties. He ended up going to Dallas.
I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so those are guys. Like, that was our draft, and so we finally got to understand how to play, and we grew together in our third year. So that's why I go back to, you know, like all these guys that you said didn't really pan out. Some people would go, well, and listen, they might not. I'm not saying, hey, listen, and I've studied them clearly enough to make an evaluation of great detail. What I'm saying is you have to consider that. You know, that their second year, you're going to probably see a more seasoned guy, a more comfortable guy, and a guy who's going to play better for you. Now, if you don't, then yes, you got to make some decisions and some choices. But then salary does matter, you know, how much money you have in some guys. Sometimes you got to live with a guy, you know, and that's why getting some depth, and the more depth you have, the better off your team can be.
As a fan, I am tired of the Chiefs. I'm just tired of seeing them. I'm tired of
seeing everybody is.
I'm tired of seeing all the guys on commercials, you know, Kelce get on my nerves, and Mahomes and Reed. Yeah.
Bundlerooski, Bundlerooski.
I hate that. So I'm rooting for the Eagles. All right? And I like Saquon. I've always liked him. He's obviously been a huge difference maker. So just kind of give us your thoughts on how this game will play out, in your opinion.
Well, listen, I think Philly, they made a mistake a year ago. Okay, when they made the Super Bowl, obviously 3 years ago, the whole foundation of their entire team was their ability to run the football. The quarterback is a great complement to that. That's the way he plays. That's the way even in college, that's when he played his ultimate best. That's when he went to Oklahoma and they started doing those kind of things. And he played off that and he fed off that. He grew as a quarterback. Well, then they decided, for whatever reason, we don't need a running game. Our quarterback's ready to take the next step. And they found out, no, that's not the case. To their credit, then they come back to what really got them to the Super Bowl, and they got probably the most dynamic runner in football. So now at the end of the day, could it be Saquon Barkley? Everybody will say, well, Saquon Barkley could be the difference. And I'm not going to minimize that because I know how important that aspect of your team is. But it will probably come down to how healthy that offensive line is. You know, all those injuries, and I don't know where they are. I haven't followed up where all those injuries are. But that might be the really critical unit in this entire Super Bowl. If their offensive line as a unit is back, that to me might be the ultimate difference. Because, yes, if you can get Saquon Barkley a seam here, a crack there during this game, I mean, everybody's seen what he can do and what could happen. And he could be the difference maker. But I still come back to that offensive line. I don't know how wounded they're going to be when they go there. You know, they had a lot of guys that were out towards the end of that game against you guys. So are they going to be playing with backups? See, I don't know that. But that, to me, is the critical component of this. If they're all healthy and they got their starting offensive line, I give the advantage to the Eagles from their defensive and offensive line play because that's the most critical aspect of Super Bowls, and even actually every Sunday. But in Super Bowl history, that area wins championships for you based on how they play. So there will be a difference, and I would not argue that Saquon couldn't be the key guy to get them over the hump. You know, listen, if you go back to the last game, really, the thing that killed them was that turnover. You know, you just go back to what they mm-hmm. had. Philly not had that turnover, they probably win that game. You know, you can't turn that. That's what the Chiefs do. You may hate them. I respect them and love this from them and admire. They just don't make mistakes, man. Mm-hmm. They are as buttoned up a group as you could possibly imagine, and they just don't screw up. They just don't make mistakes.
Merrill, we know you have to run it in a bit, but it's less than 2 weeks until the big game. Countdown to game day is on. Share with our listeners how you're preparing, managing the menu, entertainment options, etc.
Well, here, let me give you the layout. You got to watch the game. So the LG OLED Evo G4, going to bring it into your room. Now, I know a radio, so... But you got 55-inch, you got a 65-inch, you got even a 75 or 77-inch mm-hmm. TV option. 8.3 million self-lit picks, luminous colors, powered by Brightness Boost Max technology, and Dolby Atmos sound. So it's an incredible Super Bowl experience from a visual perspective. And then you got to eat. And the ultimate snacks are Farm Rich, number one best-selling mozzarella stick, jalapeno peppers, spinach, artichoke dip bites, you name it. Football fans, visit FarmRich.com to score deals on frozen snacks. Now, here's a deal for the fan. If there's a pick six in the game, there's also an opportunity for the Farm Rich fan to have their own chance to win their own pick six box. It's a box with six free product coupons and limited edition merchandise. Visit at Farm Rich Snacks for details. And you got to have something to drink. So, Pinter. Okay, this is innovative. It is the only machine that can brew and draft beer and cider. Okay, it's the first in the world. 6-pint freshly made beer or cider in 7 days. You mix the ingredients with water, leave to brew, refrigerate, and enjoy. It's marked down to $49 at pinter.com/gain. And you have two free Pinter packs, a free tasting glass, and free shipping when you subscribe. So try to do that today.
Excellent.
And the Cricut Joy Extra, the last one. It's made the shirt I got on, but it's got 50 materials it deals with. It's only 12 inches, but vinyl cardstock, iron-ons, does the whole thing. Cricut Joy prepares you for the game with crafting, customizing logos, and player names. It does everything for you. When you put this all together, everybody comes over. You're the MVP of the game. You have to say no more.
All right. Thank you,
Merrill. Thanks
appreciate
so much
it.
For the time, man. We appreciate
good read.
It. NFL vet and analyst, and he tells you how to prep for the big game.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Merrill.
Thank you.
Appreciate
most importantly, before the draft last year, he said Jaden Daniels was the most ready of the quarterbacks.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I was looking back at what he said. So he hit on that.
Now, he didn't like Drake May.
He was pretty extreme on both Drake May and Caleb Williams. He said Daniels is the closest in terms of being pro style. He says, go to two things I mentioned earlier. He played in a pro style system, so he liked him.
Mm-hmm.
For Drake May, he said, that kid will get you fired. Hey, guess what?
He's right.
Did his coach get fired after a year?
His coach got fired, but here's the weirdest thing. Did he make the Pro Bowl?
He did.
The Pro Bowl's a joke.
The Pro Bowl. Look,
the Pro Bowl's
look, do you know how he made it? Bo Nix turned him down, he was a replacement.
I like Drake May. I think he's going to be good.
Hey, look,
but there's no world in a billion worlds where he should be a Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything anymore.
I know.
He said about Drake May.
And that cements it. Yeah. That Drake May made it.
Maybe it looks good on a contract. Maybe you get like an incentive. But, I mean, so many guys just defer it.
He said, I wouldn't touch him, Drake May. He goes, let's just talk about the two things I mentioned, processing and accuracy. I cannot think of someone as erratic as I have seen at every level. At the end of the day, May is always going to be inconsistent and erratic. And then when he talked about Caleb Williams, kind of the buzzword is he just said he wasn't special.
Right.
Well, I think he's going
to
be.
Remains to be seen.
He might not be special, but he's going to be wrong on Drake May.
Yes, I agree with you there.
And he could be wrong on Caleb Williams if Ben Johnson can, you know, get him in the right system.
Yeah.
Play to his strengths, which I think he probably will.
Well, we'll see. But that's funny that Mayo got fired.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because of Drake May.
It wasn't because of Drake May. There were a lot of other things swirling.
Because he wanted Mike Vrabel
swirling
in there.
Yeah, but what he said about Caleb, he said, just because he runs around, he's exciting, which is not a skill set, by the way, does not mean you can play in the NFL. From how you have to play in the NFL and how he's played, he has a massive learning curve, and it's not going to be easy.
Yep.
I think Caleb will be all right, too, but he's going to be a roller coaster.
I mean, actually, you know, touchdown-interception ratio wasn't bad. Like, he took care of the ball for the most part.
Didn't I see Eberflus got a job?
Yes.
D.C.
D.C.
That's incredible.
Well, I mean,
who signed? Who was
Cowboys.
That?
Cowboys.
Dallas.
It was Dallas.
Yep.
Schottenheimer's
Michael Parsons.
Yeah, I mean... Terrible head coach. Maybe he's legit DC.
That's probably where he maxes out.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Merrill Hodge. She gave you a bunch of tips for your game day.
I remember he did this last year.
Yes.
We had the same thing where, like, pull back the curtain, Radio Insider. If we go to the Super Bowl or if we just are here, there are all of these ex-NFL players who get gigs
Radio
to promote
Insider.
Things.
Yep.
Sometimes they promote credit cards. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they promote... I don't know, sports drink.
I was walking down the hallway with Beamish a few days ago, and he was just saying, I'm in the midst of booking some gigs down in New Orleans.
Nice.
Right. Good for him.
But I did remember that Hodge came on and he did the same thing, because he'll get like seven or eight things to promote at once.
Got them all in there.
I was
kind of intrigued by the beer and cider maker. Not going to lie. Yeah. Sounds kind of intriguing.
Hey, with Bonnie Bernstein's chocolates that destroy Eric's teeth.
Oh, what was in it?
It's not the only thing.
I think I remember the name of the chocolates.
See, this is what I say about Case. This is his best memory.
Epiphany chocolates?
Yes. I think you got it right.
My brain's pretty good. But it remembers dumb things, but it remembers things.
What a promotion.
Yeah.
Here, try our chocolates. Oh, my dude fell out.
It's not rare for
you. That was the beginning of the end.
It's a great bit. It's been going on for a long. You know what? It's an evergreen.
How's that tooth holding up, though? No hole.
One's good. This is still an attempt, though. That's good. I got money smile now.
Yeah.
You're good. I'm back to selling.
All right, we got to go. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.